and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup.
Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, continental U.S. only.
If it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done. We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Mueller report is 448 pages, two volumes. The special counsel says he looked at 10 incidents that could potentially have led to obstruction of justice.
President Trump, his associates, and the Trump campaign could face other legal challenges. The special counsel referred a total of 14 matters of potential criminal activity to other prosecutors.
Police investigators reportedly suspect that an electrical short circuit may have caused that devastating fire at Notre Dame Cathedral.
Democrats want Robert Mueller to explain before the American people why he stopped short of making a call on obstruction of justice.
A man charged with attempted arson after walking into New York's famous St. Patrick's Cathedral with gasoline also allegedly booked a one-way ticket to Rome.
Violent weather is moving through the southeast. Tornado watch is up in Alabama.
Dramatic rescue from an underwater cave in rural Tennessee. Diver Josh Bratchley is found sitting on a ledge there, covered in mud. He was one of the heroes of the Thai cave rescue.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go.
Beautiful. self, well, country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy gold refine. Be nobleness and ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beauty valley, far spacious skies, far amber waves of is over the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday. Good Friday, by the way. And let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. It's 57 degrees. It's cold outside. Stock market is closed today for Good Friday. And I've got several things I need to brag on. First of all, timing is everything. The Maundy Thursday service began at 7 o'clock. I got there a little bit late, but finished the service. You kind of walk out in silence. Got in my car, got on the interstate, and it just poured down. Pulled into my house and stopped, got into my house, then lightning all over the place, and then the big part of the storm came through. That was a lot of rain last night.
A lot of rain. The lightning was intense,
it really
too.
Was.
I was looking at the map. I actually pulled it up because I'm like, that sounded loud.
And
like,
close.
I mean, very, very close. Like, the flash and sound is like was almost instant. And I looked at the map, and it was the house right across the street.
Get out of here!
Yeah, that one shook me. Like, I felt my heartbeat go a little crazy.
I can always tell when it's like really, really rain, because literally my pool was full up to about 1 inch to the edge. And that's had a lot of rain out there, because it was probably 8 inches down before that. But the service last night was absolutely spectacular. The Aikens, who are listeners to the show, they went last night, stopped me or asked the usher which one was me. And then I came in a little late, as I said, and he went up there and told him, it's the guy over there. And I was going like, have I done something wrong? Are they about to kick me out of church? But they're going to, they love the service. They're going to come back on Easter. And then we'll do, because you're leaving in silence, it wouldn't kind of the appropriate time to go introduce them to Father Andrew and all of that. But really appreciate them being there last night. It really was a spectacular service. And then Terry from Mr. Electric came over to the house and got me all fixed up, installed five security lights for me, and then a little pathway light. Okay. We walked down to my fire pit to have a little lit up there so you don't go flying down the stairs and then land in the swimming pool.
Now, these have their own independent power source, or some are solar, right?
Some are solar, two are solar, three are hardwired.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's going to be great. As a matter of fact, I'm really looking forward to canceling my Alabama Power light that I'm paying $17 a month for. But Terry did just an outstanding job. He is so knowledgeable. He said, yeah, just leave the switch on. I'm setting them for 2 minutes. So a motion happens, it'll stay on for 2 minutes until the motion stops, and then it'll turn off after 2 minutes. And, I mean, it is cooking, too, out there. It's, those LEDs are, he was absolutely right. Those are absolutely fantastic. So we right now are scheduled to have legislative roundtable at 1 o'clock today. But Will Barfoot may be in court, and Mike Holmes is over in Georgia with his bride. And if she's not out from seeing the doctor in time, he'll call in a little bit later on. Then beginning at the 2 o'clock hour, we'll start the Good Friday hour. But we're going to do the drawing at that point, right after at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour, for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. So if you want in, you need to call 272-9228. Anyone can get in. You just need to talk to me. Don't just be greedy and say, I want in with a basket. And I tell you, I'm going down there Saturday. Oh, also, Fresh Market has the ribs that they're cooking out on sale Saturday from 11 to 2, $14.99, and those things, as Joey will attest, are delicious.
No, they're fantastic. I mean, I like them just how they come. I like putting also any of my favorite sauces. I've even done just straight-up hot sauce on them. I like that a lot. Maybe some Alica hot sauce on there. Gets a little kick.
I had your Yukon potatoes last night with the chicken.
Those are fantastic.
Those are really, really good. I heated them up in the microwave. And when I heated them up, I put some of that Kerrygold butter on and melted it in the microwave. It was absolutely incredible.
Well, and I'm feeling pretty sore today from a long week of working and working out, so I'm thinking steak and either the Yukon Gold or some mac and cheese, some sort, or twice-baked potato. Something's in order tonight
Yeah, steak is definitely in order for this weekend, but I'm doing the prime rib on Sunday. So I'm really looking forward to that. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in. And the drawing is today for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. This will be a great day, great weekend to have it. Pick up some pies and cakes for Easter. And if you got people coming over, would be a wonderful time. I'm heading down there Saturday to pick up some things for the Saturday night dinner, and then probably a dessert for Sunday. Their pecan pie is probably the way I'm going to go here. A lot of news happening out here. Joe Biden is supposed to announce on Wednesday of next week. We've got the Dems going crazy over the Mueller report. Jerry Nadler make a complete nyeh out of himself. And so let's start out with Catherine Herridge talking about, start with cut number one. Barr is sending a less redacted report over to Congress.
Mueller report finding no evidence anyone on the Trump campaign conspired with a, quote, sweeping and systemic effort by the Russian government to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. But the report did not exonerate the president on obstruction of justice, leaving Congress to take the next step. Meanwhile, reaction continues to pour in on the more than 400-page document.
It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Attorney General did a grave disservice to the country by misrepresenting significant parts of the Mueller report, by attempting to put a positive spin for the president on the special counsel's findings. The Attorney General is not the president's personal lawyer, although he may feel he is.
Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge, live back outside the Justice Department. We begin with you, Catherine.
Late yesterday, the Attorney General William Barr sent this letter to the leadership of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees that have direct oversight for the department, advising them that another version of the Mueller report with fewer redactions will be available to them, as well as the ranking members and the Gang of Eight. That's the shorthand for congressional leadership. But he warned that this is highly sensitive and confidential information. The letter reads in part, quote, material redacted in the public version of the report is law enforcement sensitive and confidential. It should not be shared in any form without prior approval of the Department of Justice. Some of the material is governed by court rules and orders and cannot be shared publicly absent a court order. What we're already seeing is the senior Democrat, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is making clear that he's going to pick up this issue on obstruction of justice. Here's Jerry Nadler.
Finally, it is clear the special counsel's office conducted an incredibly thorough investigation in order to preserve the evidence for future investigators. The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
The obstruction of justice issue was decided by the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General, and we learned more about that decision yesterday. William Barr told reporters that he used the framework that was set out by the special counsel and then tested the evidence discovered by the special counsel against it, and he still found that it fell short. Chairman Nadler has said he will issue a subpoena sometime today, even in a matter of hours.
And he has issued that subpoena. So here he's going to get a more unredacted copy of the report. But did you hear the little landmine in there? He said in his Barr's letter, you cannot release this to the public without getting prior approval from DOJ or federal court. So, in other words, as soon as this thing gets out into the public domain, he's going to accuse Nadler and these people of releasing it. That was a little time bomb. Red Top, coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock at Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram truck, 1500 Bighorn, or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment, tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Things you've done, I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had your way, yeah. You see, I've got to make you understand. I know it sounds a fool.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday. Good Friday edition of the Dan Morris Show. It's kind of weird. I said, I'm driving through the neighborhood and I see all these kids playing outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going like, what's going on? And I forgot everybody's out of school on Good Friday out here. And I mean, the neighborhood was just packed with them. There was actually one family that was doing a rehearsal for Egg Hunt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I stopped in and chatted with them. It's a lady I know who's, these are her grandkids. And I said, what are y'all doing during the Easter Egg Hunt today? I said, well, we're just practicing. So I needed to give them something to do. Anyway, so let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, guys. Gosh, I wish I'd have had a practice run at the Easter Egg Hunt.
I know. I thought that was pretty clever on her part, though.
Yeah. Golly. And nor did we get let out of school for Good Friday. Even in St. Bede's.
Wait a minute. St. Bede's didn't observe Good Friday?
I don't
know. We didn't get out of school on Good Friday. We went to Mass.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah,
I was about
okay.
to say.
Yeah, you spent the whole day in Mass, okay.
Well, not really, but I mean, I never heard of having school off on Good Friday. Golly, most. Anyway.
A bunch of Protestants, too.
Yes. Pagans, as my mother would call them from Belgium. She was so funny. She said, she was very Catholic, obviously. She said, I'm not going to let you go to school with those pagans. And so she converted a lot of people to Catholicism. And may I get out on a sweet creek? I think my probation period is over.
Joey, how do you rule on that?
How long ago was it, Red Top?
Oh, gosh, like November.
Okay, yeah.
You're good, you're
that's
good.
That's fine. What's
12-13.
All right. 12-13.
On Donald Trump and the Mueller report and all that, I wonder if, well, first of all, Nadler and all of them, no, he didn't leave it up to Congress to investigate anything. They're making all these boisterous assumptions that do not exist no more than the other assumptions existed. Yeah. But on the obstruction of justice, I wonder if after the IG report comes out and they start investigating the FBI and all that kind of stuff, the obstruction of justice may be exposed as a different group of people, and this may be a reason why this obstruction question is not answered. Do you see kind of where I'm coming from?
I see where you're coming from. I had a lengthy conversation with somebody, an attorney last night, who knows the subject pretty well, and he said that if he is doing his Article II powers, he can be obstructing justice. I mean, he can fire Mueller if he wanted to. They're making a big deal. He wanted to fire Mueller and McGahn said no, basically, which you're going to hear Rudy Giuliani kind of question that. But he said anything that was in his Article 2 powers, you can't obstruct by conducting your Article 2 powers.
I know. So the whole thing is absolutely worthless. I mean, it means nothing. Because in the first place, he could have fired anybody he wants. He's the damn president. And I'm amazed at how humble and open Donald Trump has been to this whole thing. He has exposed himself. And the man already exposed himself to hell and back to get elected president. I've heard of being naked to the world, but this is getting a little ridiculous. Poor man.
Yeah, and the other thing that Rudy kind of explained and was talked about last night, they made a big point of the Jeff Sessions going to the Oval Office and telling him there was a special counsel appointed, and he said, oh, F, and this is going to be the end of my presidency. Well, I think that was taken out of context, according to Rudy. It's like, this is going to stop him or slow him down from doing the things he needs to do as president. The Dems have just gone crazy over this thing. And I tell you what, we're going to get into that in this hour of the show for sure, but they are overreaching so bad it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, Bob Mueller was not Jesus. They thought he was Jesus. Sorry. Another false. He was an antichrist for these guys because he did not deliver what they thought was going to be guaranteed delivered. Good damn deal, and I hope they uncover the rest of these funds. So,
Which up are you painting today? Are you painting today?
I always am. People find things for me to do. And by the way, last night about 12:50, when that really heavy thunderstorm came through, there was one hell of a bolt of lightning that looked like it came down right over your house in McGee Estates. I'm surprised McGee Estates didn't blow up.
I want to tell you, it was unbelievable. I mean, the windows in my house were shaking.
I bet, man. There was one bolt that came down so hard and heavy. I'm surprised it didn't blow the damn windows out of my house, God. But, oh, man, all those nitrates, you know, lightning brings out nitrates, and it is fertilizer. And go look at how much everything grew last night. These trees are sprouting like nothing I've seen.
Well, and I walked out of my deck today, and those little squiggly things that come off the oak and pecan trees, they were everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have a great, great summer, and it's been a beautiful spring, and we're blessed to have it that way. You guys have a wonderful weekend. God bless everybody. Please be careful of the traffic.
Have a great Easter, Red Top, and listen in and see if you win again. Let me take a break. Josh, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
I guess you had to wait, yeah. You see, I've got to make you understand. I know it sounds a foolish thing to say, but it don't matter, baby, cause today's another day. You should have left on my life. You should have left on my life. You should have left on my life. I've been a DC.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are live on location at Lewis Lawn Equipment on the Northeastern Boulevard until 1 o'clock today. This was the very first full week for the on locations for our 2019 Paw It Forward Pet Drive. We were at Best Friends Pet Resort yesterday. Lots of people came by to drop off donations, and we hope to keep that that trend going. And this is what we need. We need bedding. We need cleaning supplies. We need dog and cat food. We need treats. We need toys. Even paper to shred. A lot of people were bringing copy paper because they shred that paper and they put it in dogs' kennels and crates and that sort of thing. So anything you could possibly think of that could possibly help out the local River Region Humane Societies, that's what we need, because we are helping the Montgomery, Prattville-Otauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. We're going to deliver everything to them, and they're going to divide it up as they see fit. it. So come out and see me. I know it's a cold, kind of rainy day, but that doesn't stop anything. We're here till 1. I'll see you very soon.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A day after the redacted Mueller report release, a demand by a top Democrat, Jerry Nadler.
Just a short time ago, the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee issued this 8-page subpoena requesting the unredacted Mueller report, as well as all of the underlying evidence and specifically the grand jury material.
Fox's Catherine Herridge says there's a legal catch.
Under the regulations and the code of criminal procedures, he must get a court order to get the grand jury material released. That is not a call for the attorney general.
And investigators in South Carolina say the death of a fifth grader last month wasn't because of a fight, but due to natural causes because she had a congenital condition, a tangle of abnormal blood vessels in the brain. The 10-year-old's family maintains another fifth grader had hit or pushed the girl. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a big change of seasons behind the storms with a rather brisk forecast. Much cooler today with a high temperature perhaps up to 60, but those winds gusting 15 to 25 miles per hour and higher will make it seem a lot colder. Occasional showers from time to time today and maybe a couple of leftover showers tonight. It turns colder tonight, low 45. The sun returns tomorrow, but still rather brisk, high 66. Gusty winds add a bite to the air. Then chilly again Saturday night, low temperature by Easter Sunday. Sunrise 45, but a great recovery during the day on Easter with a high near 80. Sunshine and nearly perfect for the holiday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You always said that I'd be back again.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the guy who is such a good guy, they named a bottle of wine after him, Josh. Josh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How's the weather down there, my man?
Well, actually, Dan, I'm at the farm here in Alabama packing up. I had yesterday and today off, so I had to come up here to get one of my smokers from the farm. And now that it's about 58 degrees and I'm freezing with no
I know, I can't. I it was amazing. When that storm came through, it went from like 79 degrees down to 49 degrees by, you know, like 4 hours later. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, luckily I had a couple jackets here at the farm. Goodness gracious. No, I just made a quick trip. I'm going to go visit my parents a little bit and make a trip back down there. But, yeah, good time. Go catch a little fish, some crappie and bass yesterday. Cooked me a big old fat T-bone on the grill last night.
All right, my kind of guy.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how you plan on cooking your roast?
I'm going to do it in the precision cooker. I'm going to put it in the do a sous vide style. Put it in that, and then I'm going to get my ceramic dome grill, and then finish it on that.
Nice. That sounds delicious. If I got time, I might swing by there and grab one to take back down to Florida, because that's a heck of a deal that Fresh Market has on.
They're really $12.99 for a pound for the prime. That is unbelievable.
It really is. That's $7 off the normal price, I believe.
It's a great price.
Yeah, no doubt. But
when you head back?
I'm like I said, I'm just packing up things now. I got to load the smoker into my truck and just enjoying my last little minutes here at the farm, and like I said, I have to go to Emerald Mountain and visit my parents for a little bit and try to get back down there about 4 or 5. My chef buddy had made a big big pile of gumbo at the restaurant today.
Ooh.
I've already texted him. I said, buddy, it's freezing up here. You better save me a bowl. I'm on the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Drop a bowl in a UPS package and send it to Joey and I.
I'll look at it for you, Dan.
I'm sure the post office would appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all have a good one, guys.
Thanks, too, Josh. Appreciate the telephone call. Drive safe on the way home. 272-9228.
It's interesting, again, another political Rorschach test that, okay, the findings. And if you really get into the Mueller report, I think there are a lot of people out there just who don't understand what obstruction of justice is. And, like, well, they might have a general idea, but they don't understand how you would actually prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And a big part of it is intent. Corrupt intent in particular.
Right.
And it can't just be generally corrupt, like Trump did obviously told Domagan to lie and things like that. No, it has to be, did you have corrupt intent to impede the investigation? And I don't think that's established.
No, and Rudy laid it out pretty well. I mean, in by saying, look, he felt that everybody was trying to get him, and he was just defending himself, and he was trying to take the actions to defend himself as President of the United States. And I think that's a reasonable action to have. Let's listen to Dan Bongino talking about Andrew McCabe. You're going to hear Andrew McCabe's voice first.
All right. Remember when former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe actually wondered about this out loud?
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation.
I think that's why we started our investigation.
Just to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
And now McCabe standing by that decision, even after the no collusion report. Listen.
I think it validates the decisions that we made, certainly in July of 2016, to start the initial Russia-focused investigation. And then, of course, the decisions that we made in May of 2017 to include the president in that investigation personally. As you know, Rachel, the FBI... The standard for predication to open an investigation in the FBI is an articulable, factual basis to believe that a threat to national security might exist or that a federal crime might have been committed.
Really? Here to react is Dan Bongino, Fox News contributor, former Secret Service agent, author of the upcoming book, Exonerated, and there's the cover. Dan, is McCabe right? He saw enough in July of 2016 to predicate an investigation as proven by the dossier, the Mueller report.
Notice the dance he does, okay?
Yep.
He says, here's our standard for opening an investigation. Okay, fine. Anybody can articulate a threat. They got this fake dossier. They probably knew it was fake. But they could always at least say, hey, we had something. Wink and a nod. We didn't know it was fake till later. But notice what he leaves out. That is not the standard of evidence in the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on someone. It is probable cause of two things. That some subject out there is acting on behalf of a foreign government. Secondly, in violation of U.S. law. They had absolutely no probable cause that that happened. All they had was a dossier that had not been verified that, by the way, Andrew McCabe signed off on. I love the little dance he does all the time, and he pretends to play stupid like he doesn't know that. And McCabe, by the way, is uniquely liable in this as well because he's also the guy who tells Marco Rubio in sworn testimony there was no effort to obstruct the investigation while he's opening up a case for obstruction against Donald Trump.
Joey, go back to that piece. I want you to play it again and I'll tell you where to stop when Andrew McCabe is saying something.
All right. Remember when former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe actually wondered about this out loud?
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation.
I had somebody who does interrogations that said, when somebody says, I think, what they're doing is they're trying to get an excuse for lying to you. And said, I think, because you would have to know that you started that for the investigation. So this guy is so disingenuous. I think he is one that's definitely going down. If there's a guy that's going to be the kind of the poster boy of this, Andrew McCabe is going to be one of them. And Sarah Carter was reporting last night that people are already starting to flip out of this group, the Orrs and the McCabes and the Pages. There's some people starting to already flip. So let's continue on with Dan Bongino talking about Clapper now.
Listen to what James Clapper is saying. If it's not active, if the obstruction's not active, maybe it's passive. Listen to this.
I think if there wasn't active collusion proven, then I think what we have here is a case of passive collusion. Where in some cases, unwittingly, to include candidate Trump himself, who retweeted messages that had been planted by the Russians in social media.
They're just dying to get some sort of a collusion, right? Not active, but passive?
Well, we explained McCabe's liability in this way. I think he's wrong. Here's Clapper's problem. Clapper's clearly running because Clapper's told people on the record, Chuck Todd included, he has told them, you can watch the tape yourself, it's all out there, that there was no FISA. Matter of fact, Chuck Todd said we doubled down and said there was no FISA, but if there was one, you would know it, right, Director Clapper? And he said, absolutely, definitely I would know it. So Jim Clapper was the, think about this, he's the DNI, Director of National Intelligence. He's on, he goes on national TV to say there was no FISA, wrong.
Well, what, what does that mean? Back up a second. So what do you mean there was no FISA?
There was, he claimed there was no FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page or the Trump team. That is clearly, factually a lie. And then Todd asks him, well, if there was one, would you know about it? He says, yes, definitely. He was lying, or he was the worst DNI in the history. Right. Or he's the dumbest guy we've ever seen, and he didn't know there was a FISA. That's crazy.
And he said, you remember, not just like last week, he said, yeah, of course I knew about the FISA thing. So someplace he's lying. Notice that they hold Donald Trump saying something, a mistruth, as that is why we need to take him out as president, because he's lying to the American public. It's okay if the media does it. It's okay if Congress does it. It's okay if Brennan or Clapper does it. It's okay if Comey does it. But it's not okay if Donald Trump does it. Okay, now here's the next part of Dan Bongino. Very informative.
In looking at this, it was a 15-month offensive to try to penetrate into the Trump campaign by the Russians. Yep. Whether it was Ivanka being invited to an economic council over in St. Petersburg, or it was a friend of a friend of a friend to try to get a hold of Jared Kushner, or it was Alpha Bank president trying to, on the behest of Vladimir Putin, to try to get some ties into the brand-new Trump administration.
Sure,
that's chronicled in this.
Yeah, but absolutely, but that's not news that the Russians have tried to penetrate our political process. I mean, that's clearly old news. The question was, did the Trump campaign collude? And the answer is definitively no.
So you hear Clapper trying to say, well, if there's not active collusion, maybe it was passive collusion. You got Beto O'Rourke out on the campaign trail saying, well, if there's not collusion, maybe there was coordination. I don't know if that's a crime, coordination. But listen to this one from Eric Swalwell, who says he's running for president, too. Attorney General Barr never should have been confirmed, but once confirmed, he should have recused himself from all oversight of the Mueller investigation. He has proved he's an embedded Trump ally who puts this president's political future above the rule of law. That makes him unfit to serve. He must resign, says Swalwell, who last I checked was still saying there's evidence of collusion.
You know what's interesting about the Democrats? They have no principles. Guys like Swalwell who say that. Did he say the same thing when Eric Holder came out and said, I'm Obama's wingman? I mean, he literally said that, like, I'm Obama's wingman. Barr hasn't said any of that. Matter of fact, Barr has said conclusively that the president had executive privilege and never claimed it. This is absurd. I mean, and Barr yesterday at the press conference, it clearly stated he didn't give them any kind of advance peek at it at all.
And Rosenstein was a part of it.
Rosenstein was there in the back. Said he looked, did he look like a deer in headlights or what?
And by the way, you said, look in there, the scope memo is actually in the report. You found it.
Page 11, Devin Nunes covered it last night, too, which is fascinating because it mentions Carter Page colluding with the Russians, which is only in the dossier. Why is Mueller looking at the dossier August 2nd of 2017? It's already been debunked.
Okay. So you can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com. You can pull the Mueller report up, and you can go to page 11. It's actually page 19 in the pagination part of it. And I'm going to get Joey to read page 11, 12, and part of 13.
All right. It begins with this title of Section 1, the Special Counsel's Investigation. On May 17th, 2017, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, then serving as Acting Attorney General for the Russia investigation, following the recusal of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions on March 2nd, 2016, appointed the special counsel to, quote, investigate Russian interference with the 2016 presidential election and related matters, end quote. And that's a big, long footnote. This stuff can be interesting to read.
No, you can jump.
The acting attorney general ordered the appointment of a special counsel, quote, in order to discharge the responsibility to provide supervision and management of the Department of Justice and to ensure a full and thorough investigation of the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Okay, so far all we're talking about is Russia interfering in elections. Keep going.
The special counsel, the order stated, is authorized to conduct the investigation confirmed by then-FBI Director James Comey in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on March 20th, 2017, including, number one, any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump, and number two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, and number three, any other matters within the scope of 28 CFR section blah, blah, blah. That's, you know, Greek to me. This appointment order affords the special counsel, quote, the authority to investigate and prosecute federal crimes committed in the course of and with intent to interfere with the special counsel's investigation, such as perjury, obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence, and intimidation of witnesses.
So he had the power to do an obstruction of justice, yes. But he didn't do that.
Right.
Keep going.
The authority to investigate, he also has the authority to investigate any matters that arose directly from the investigation. And this covers similar crimes that may have occurred during the course of the FBI's confirmed investigation before the special counsel's appointment. If the special counsel believes it is necessary and appropriate, the special counsel is authorized to prosecute federal crimes arising from the investigation of these matters. Okay. And finally, the acting attorney general made applicable more sections that gave the special counsel more authority is what I'm assuming all these letters and numbers mean. Good Lord, how are some people lawyers? The acting attorney general further clarified the scope of the special counsel's investigatory authority in two subsequent memorandum. The memorandum dated August 2nd, 2017 explained that the appointment order had been worded categorically in order to permit its public release without confirming specific investigations involving specific individuals. It then confirmed that the special counsel had been authorized since his appointment to investigate allegations that three Trump campaign officials,
important here,
Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and George Papadopoulos, committed a crime or crimes by colluding with Russian government officials with respect to the Russian government's effort to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. The memorandum also confirmed the special counsel's authority to investigate certain other matters, including two additional sets of allegations involving Manafort, crimes arising from the payments he received from the Ukrainian government, and crimes arising from his receipt of loans from a bank whose CEO was then seeking a position in the Trump administration. Also allowed to look into allegations that Papadopoulos committed a crime or crimes by acting as an unregistered agent of the Israeli government. I hadn't heard that one before. And also the authority to look in four sets of allegations involving Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor to President Trump. On October 20th, 2017, the acting attorney general confirmed in a memorandum the special counsel's investigative authority as to several individuals and entities. First, as part of a full and thorough investigation of the Russian government's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, the special counsel was authorized to investigate the pertinent activities of Michael Cohen, Richard Gates, then there is a redaction, and the redaction is marked as being redacted for personal privacy reasons. So Michael Cohen, Richard Gates, redacted, Roger Stone, and redacted. Confirmation of the authorization to investigate such individuals does not suggest that the special counsel has made a determination that any of them has committed a crime. Second, with respect to Michael Cohen, the memorandum recognizes special counsel's authority to investigate leads related to Cohen's establishment and use of Essential Consultants LLC to receive funds from Russian-backed entities. Third, the memorandum memorialized the special counsel's authority to investigate individuals and entities who were possibly engaged in jointly undertaken activity with existing subjects of the investigation, including Paul Manafort. Finally, the memorandum described an FBI investigation opened before the special counsel's appointment into allegations that then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions had made false statements to the United States Senate, and confirm the special counsel authority to investigate that matter.
Okay, now, that was important. So that the FBI was looking at Jeff Sessions having made false statements to the Senate
right
during his confirmation. And you remember he was asked questions about meetings and he didn't remember them.
Right.
So the question is, so did the FBI go in, as we have always suspected, and they were wiretapping and tracking Jeff Sessions and found out about those meetings, and then they passed that over to the Senate to go try to screw...
And if you now look at the release Mueller report, the Sessions section is, I mean, how Jeff Sessions got tied up into this, and I don't know, maybe Jeff Sessions felt his hands were tied. It's a shame, though, because the meeting in his office is the head of the Foreign Relations Committee, and then, or Foreign Affairs Committee, and also the meeting at the RNC, sponsored by the National Interest, a publication I read, where he met with Sergei Kislyak twice. The Mueller has found that it was just non-substantive, kind of one of those, like, meet and greets. Oh, hey, how you doing? Like, in when they met in Sessions' office, there was just a side comment about, you know, the campaign. So this is unreal that they, you know, were given the council authority to really look into this matter. It's unreal.
It's it really is a shame. And what it does is this tells me there's an overbearing Mueller team. And I think that Mueller was appointed, and this kind of makes me worry about Rosenstein. I think that this happened because they really realized that there was a deep state in here. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we're going to play a piece of Jeff Sessions. We are going to be doing Legislative Roundtable at 1 o'clock with Will Barfoot, and then Mike Holmes will be calling in around 1:20. The Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. Crest of a wave, it's like magic. All rolling and riding and slipping and sliding, it's magic. And you and your sweet desire. Okay, let me go back to some on Catherine Harris. She's going to be talking about Jeff Sessions and the situation in the Oval Office.
One of the big events noted in that report was the meeting with Jeff Sessions going back to May 2017. Right. Mm-hmm. What more do we have of the backstory on that, Catherine?
Well, now that we've seen new details about the meeting in May of 2017, other individuals... the meeting have come to Fox News and provided some additional context. Remember, this is the 8 days in May between the firing of FBI Director James Comey on May 9th and then the appointment of the special counsel Robert Mueller on May 17th. This is a critical period because it's also the time frame where then Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein allegedly discussed secretly recording the president and invoking the 25th. And what many people have forgotten is that during this time frame, Robert Mueller also interviewed with the president to become the next FBI director after James Comey was fired. So it created this atmosphere, those close to the president say, that he felt under siege. That part of the report states, everyone tells me, this is the president speaking, if you get one of these independent counsels, it ruins your presidency. It takes years and years and I won't be able to do anything. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me. The attorney general seemed to address some of these findings that are documented in the special counsel report yesterday when he spoke to reporters.
As the special counsel's report acknowledges, there is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks.
That is the key phrase to pay attention to going forward. Illegal leaks. That seems to be a statement that is not said without some background knowledge. Because remember, the Inspector General here at the Justice Department is investigating classified leaks related to these investigations.
Interesting.
And I had a thought last night. Really, look, I've watched a lot of stuff and listened to a lot of podcasts on this issue. And I almost had this idea come to me. This is report from Mueller. It's not just an investigation into Russian interference and what Trump did in relation to that investigation. It is also a roadmap to the history of our media and political discourse over the last 2 years. Because you can take all these different characters Mueller goes through, and also the moments, all the 10 instances of possible obstruction, and they can all be tied to media reports and Trump reacting to media reports.
And you remember, yeah, you remember the thing they were talking about, leaks in the media, and we played that piece last week? That's exactly, and this leaks thing is going to be important, because if there were leaks that people were forcing into the situation from the FBI, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, etc., that's where this thing's going to have a problem. We're up against the top of that break,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're going to come back. We're going to do, let's say, a roundtable. I want to, before we go to that, though, when we come back from the break, and do George Papadopoulos, who was very, very interesting. Will Barfoot and Mike Holmes will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
On the crest of a wave, it's like magic.